John 3:15-21, King James, since I'm there. Listen, who is this God? All the children, who is this God? Church, who is this God? Listen, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. And he goes on to say that we would be in him and he in us. So he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the only one. John 3, starting verse 15, he says that whosoever believeth in him shall not what? But have? Do you have it? I say, do you have it? I say, do you have that eternal life? Is God living on the inside? I'm not playing. Is God living on the inside? Hallelujah. For God, who is the? So loved. Say me. The world. Everybody. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God's going to say something to you in a minute that you may not be doing, and it's not going to be to condemn you. It's going to be to wake you up, shake you up, and get you to moving. Hallelujah. Yeah. What do these children do? Get up, children. Get up. Shake yourself. Turn around and tell the people. Say, wake up. Shake yourself. And get to moving. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him, so that's me, shall not be, is not condemned. You don't have to repeat this, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world. So Jesus is the light. So Jesus is the light. Who is this God? The light is come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. How many of your children ever done something wrong and you try to hide it from mom and dad? Only two? You done something wrong and you try to hide it from mom and dad. That's because you were loving darkness right then and you didn't want it to come to the light, because you know there was discipline coming, amen? For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doth truth cometh to the light, and his deed may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Children, now from now on, when I say, who is this God, you say, he's the light. Who is this God? He's the light. Who is this God? Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Can you shout glory? Can you shout glory? Can you shout glory? Can you shout glory? Can you really shout glory? The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Can you really shout glory? Who is this God who loves us without limits, who blesses us without limits? And this is where I said, I'm going to come to a point where it may be a little chastisement. You remember the scripture says that all scripture is given by the inspiration for God and is profitable. And one thing is profitable for is correction, for teaching and doctrine in the word of truth. Say the word of truth. Say, I always want to know the truth. I always hear the truth and am willing to obey the truth. Hallelujah. This is this God who said in Deuteronomy chapter 6, how he blessed the seed of Abraham, whose seed we are, with houses and land, goodly houses, cities, and property. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse 6. Children, who is this God? He's alive. He's alive. You about to get it. Who is this God? He is the light of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And when Jesus comes, children, to live in our heart, we also become what? Light. We also become what? How many of you have ever put a flashlight to your hand and it got all red and looked like you could just almost see through? That's because that was light. So when you put God in your heart, Jesus in your heart, the word in your heart, and you do what the word says, you'll shine like light. Hallelujah. See, I was a teacher for many years, almost 30 years. And those children that were obedient, studied, learned, got their lessons, I remember them now. Well, Brother Tim was telling me, one said to tell him, that wasn't him that did that. Yeah, you know, and it's been 30 years almost since I taught him. Amen. But Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse 6 and through 14, if I have time. I don't know what time I got up, if I have time to read. But listen to what he said now. And I want you to listen to this word. Even though he was talking directly to the children of Israel, say, this word is to me. Say it again. Say, this word is to me. Say it again. This word is to me. Hallelujah. He said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. You have to go read the rest of it. And thou shalt teach them diligently. Everybody say diligently. Unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Not that you can play a game all day, or a text all day, or whatever else you might do. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be frontless between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thine gates. And it shall be that when the Lord thy God, who is this God? Shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee the great and holy cities which thou buildest not. Cities which thou buildest not. And houses full of all good things. Say that. Houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not. I stopped right there. And I said, I taught for many years, and they said I was mean, but I was just strict. When I said to do something, I meant for you to do it. I said, come in. Come in quietly. Take out your journal and begin writing immediately and write for the first 5 minutes. That's what I expected and nothing else. If I say, I want you to memorize this poem and in 2 weeks you will recite it to the class, I don't expect any excuses at the end of that 2 weeks. Well, listen to this. God gave me that illustration. He said, I said, I usually said what I meant and meant what I said. He said, you tell them, I say what I mean and I mean what I say.